Hey there. It's been wild lately, with crypto prices taking a nosedive, hasn't it? People are scrambling to figure out why. Is it the crypto world's problems, or something bigger?
Absolutely. While some think it's all about regulation or investor mood, I've been seeing a different angle. A recent analysis suggests the real story is tied to macroeconomic forces, like the U.S. liquidity crunch. It's not just crypto, it's a wider issue.
Oh, that's fascinating. I've noticed SaaS stocks and Bitcoin moving in sync lately. It's like they're dancing to the same beat.
Exactly. Both are high growth, tech-driven, and sensitive to interest rates. When the Fed tightens, they feel the pain first. Their recent dips mirror crypto's, which means this isn't a crypto-only story.
Right. SaaS stocks thrived when money was cheap, but now, with tighter policies, they're taking a hit. It's like the whole risk asset world is feeling the same pressure.
Precisely. When diverse assets move together, it's a sign of a broader macro shift. It's not just about crypto, it's about the health of the entire financial system.
So the real issue is that liquidity is drying up. That makes sense. The Fed's QT program and the Treasury's spending cuts are draining cash from the system.
Spot on. Liquidity is the fuel for risk assets. When it's scarce, investors flee to safer bets, leaving crypto and growth stocks in the dust.
Yeah, it's a risk-off moment. People are prioritizing safety over growth, and that's hurting crypto, which has always relied on easy money and low rates.
Exactly. The Fed's focus on inflation control has killed the speculative appetite that once fueled crypto. Now the sector's decline reflects the system's health, not crypto's flaws.
Got it. So for investors, this downturn isn't a sign of long-term value erosion. It's a macroeconomic symptom.
True. The recovery hinges on macro shifts. If the Fed pauses QT or injects liquidity, that could signal a return to easy money and reignite risk appetite.
And if the Treasury steps up spending, that could ease pressure too. Investors need to stay tuned to these signals.
Absolutely. Diversification and macro awareness are key. Crypto's performance is now tied to global trends, not just tech or finance.
Right. It's no longer an isolated asset. Investors must think of crypto as part of a larger, interconnected system.
That's the takeaway. Crypto is a high-beta asset, volatile, sensitive to macro shifts. Its future depends on the same forces shaping the global economy.
So, what's the lesson here? Crypto's decline is about liquidity, not intrinsic value. And its recovery depends on macroeconomic healing.
And diversification, mindset and staying, attuned to central banks and fiscal policies. It's a new era for crypto investment.
For investors, this means adapting strategies to the bigger picture. The tides of global liquidity are shaping everything, including crypto.
Exactly. Crypto's role in the financial world is evolving. Its future isn't just about tech or speculation. It's about surviving and thriving within the macroeconomic framework.
And those who embrace this interconnectedness will be better positioned to navigate the twists and turns of this dynamic landscape. Thanks for the chat.
Always a pleasure. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep an eye on the big picture. See you next time.